Good morning, and thank you very much for your welcome to me. In this little part, I was just going to share a little bit about call to mission. Each of us are called to mission. Each of us are called to share the good news of Jesus wherever we are. And each of us are called to serve God in whatever way we're called to do. And I grew up with that, and I knew that. And I chose to have a life in law, and I wanted to use that for God's glory and to serve him. So I worked in areas of law that would be helping the normal people that need assistance. I reached the age of 40, and in those years, what I really wanted was to get married and to have children, to have a good life as a lawyer. I loved my church, and I served with them going out to the homeless people, with the international visitors, and all different areas of service. But as the years got closer to 40 and I was thinking about what I really wanted, my mind started to change a little bit, and I thought of a couple of verses. First one was Psalms 37:5, which is, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." So I was thinking, am I really doing that? I know what the desires of my heart are. That would be get married, have children, have a nice life. But is that actually what God wants for me? So I had to learn to delight myself in the Lord and think then he could change my heart and I would know what his desires are and my heart would change. And also, of course, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So I really prayed about those for some time. Then I hit 40. And decided to go away for a weekend to pray. What is it God would like me to do next? And so I did that. And over that weekend, what came very strongly for me was to go overseas in a capacity as a lawyer, but in a mission capacity. Something I hadn't thought about before. Being a mission worker was not really in my mind as I grew up ever. So this was quite a new thought to me. So I felt God was saying, put yourself forward. And I was hoping very much that's all I would have to do, put myself forward. I wouldn't be accepted and I could get on with my life. But that wasn't the case because I came across BMS. And BMS, when I looked on their webpage, said, seeking lawyers to send to Africa. So I thought, well, I have been asked to put myself forward. And so I filled in an application form and followed the steps. But when I was doing that, I had a song in my mind. This song goes like this. Please don't send me to Africa. I don't think I have what it takes. I like it here in suburbia with my comfortable life. Please don't send me to Africa. That was just going through my mind all the time. But I had to still be obedient and take each step as they came, hoping maybe the next step they would realise I wasn't quite the right person to send to Africa. But in the end, that's what happened. I did go. It was very much, for me, just trust and obey, trust and obey. So I went with BMS, which is the Baptist Mission Society, which you know, and the people I work with over there are Christian lawyers, the Association of Mozambican Christian Lawyers. But I just thought I'd share with you, for all the sadness I had in going and all the against, I guess, my own will, if you like, there are lots of joys in service in a different way. And here we have some. I got to meet people who love Jesus in Mozambique. And there's a photo there of a baptism in the river. So we drove quite a lot of miles out of town to a little area of water where some people were baptized. And then, of course, the worship in church, the absolute singing and dancing. Then I got to go to a Baptist assembly. I don't know if anyone here has been to a Baptist assembly. Yeah. Well, this one, the church didn't have any windows and didn't have any doors and actually didn't have any floor either. But it did have some, it did have walls and it did have a roof. And it did have people willing to serve God and talk about what God would have for them. And I just thought you'd like to see the lunch queue. I was actually asked to go just a few days before it happened. So I said, Yeah, I'm happy to come, but I do need a way to get there and I need somewhere to sleep when I'm there. So the pastor said, no problem. So I got picked up in a car loaded with people and went a couple of hours there. And when we got there, he said, I've got a tent. And we were because the floor was just sand in the church, we were going to put the tents in the church. But as it turned out, some rooms came up around, a few of us went into. And another great blessing of being there is new friends. So the one on the, as you look on the left, that is outside my home. I share a home. The front home has got German family, and there's two little homes at the back, myself and a Brazilian woman. And so one of the women had a birthday and had a lovely celebration. But the other one is in my home. So one day, a group of our lawyers and people that go to prisons wanted to pray. So I said, you can use my lounge room. And we joined there. So it was a blessing to have new friends. And then work. So there we go. I wanted to show you Annette and Damien. Here we go. So there's Annette and Damien, who you also support, and Isaac, young lawyer working in Beira, and myself and the young man I work with, Leonardo, in Maputo. So just a little overview for you. And then, of course, we get the beautiful sunsets. So for my struggles and not really wanting to go, I've been very well blessed with new friends, new family in Christ, and beautiful sunsets. God bless.